Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the RizCast podcast. Hope you had an amazing Christmas and New Year celebration with your family and your friends. My wife and I had a great time here. It was really, really low key, just kind of with our immediate family here in Kansas City. Had an awesome time. And here we are. We are just a couple of weeks away from the Legacy Conference. If you have no idea what that is, I'm hosting my first ever conference here in Kansas City. It's called Legacy, and it is for creatives, entrepreneurs, all of the above. And very, very excited about it. And I wanted to share today something really, really special here at the end that is exclusively just for my podcast listeners. I'm not going to post this on social media or anywhere else. I have something special I want to offer you guys related to the conference. But I want to share a little bit of my heart behind why I'm doing this event, because I'm genuinely excited about it. And I genuinely feel in my heart that it's going to be an annual event that is going to continue to grow. I may be wrong, but kind of the whispers I'm kind of hearing from the Lord are that it's just going to continue to grow. And so I remember for years, you know, when I was a full-time worship leader at the International House of Prayer in Kansas City, we would talk a lot, and a couple of us worship leaders would get together or whatever. And it's like, man, we worship more than anyone else in the world, right? It's 24/7. We've been 24/7 for almost 24 years now. You know, why did we not have like a worship conference? You know, it just kind of never made sense. And it, you know, it just never happened for a variety of reasons. We had the One Thing Conference, which was, you know, very, very large at the end of every year. And so when I stepped out from being a full-time worship leader, you know, kind of stayed in the back of my mind, and I've kind of been, you know, talking to the Lord about it every once in a while. Never felt peace, never felt it was time to press go. And this past spring, I kind of felt that still small voice. And, you know, the Lord speaks to each of us differently. I think for most of us, it's that kind of impressions or that still small voice, if you will. I mean, I didn't actually like hear a voice, but I thought about it, and I sensed like just a peace. And I was like, okay, I think we're going to, you know, begin to do this conference. And so kind of got together, brainstormed, came up with the name Legacy, which I'll talk about that here in a second, is what that name kind of means to me and, you know, for this gathering going forward. And then began to put out feelers to different worship leaders, speakers, and people started saying yes. And then we got a beautiful venue, the only venue that I really had in my sights that I knew I wanted from the beginning. It took a little bit, but eventually they said yes. And so I was like, okay, like we're going, you know, and the anticipation began to grow. The budget began to grow and continues to grow a little bit here. And so we're just praying and believing that the people and the attendance will also grow. And but no, honestly, as I sit here before you, you know, talking into this microphone, doing this podcast, I have just complete peace in my heart that the expenses for this are going to be covered, because I know that the Lord is in it. And I know that the mission, you know, of this event and this gathering is really, really important to the heart of the Lord. And so I have no doubt that the expenses will be completely covered. And so, you know, marketing rolled out very mildly in August. We ramped it up in September, October, November. And here we are, you know, beginning of the year, just a couple of weeks away from Legacy. And so if you have no idea about it, I've talked about it on my socials here for the past couple of months, but it's a three-day gathering on the ground here in Kansas City, January 26th. It's coming up, January 26th through 28th. And this is for creatives of all types, entrepreneurs, worship leaders, worship teams, songwriters, filmmakers, writers, musicians, singers, sound techs, actors, dancers, painters, graphic designers, really anyone longing to leave a creative legacy. And I want to talk about that, because I've had some people ask me, you know, what is legacy? What does that mean? Whatever. And, you know, a lot of times we think of, okay, what am I going to leave to my children? You know, Proverbs talks about leaving an inheritance for your children's children. And I think that is, you know, monetary, financial, whatever, but I also believe it is a spiritual legacy. And so kind of my heart behind calling this, I was actually on a trip doing some worship in Pittsburgh at dinner with a good friend of mine named Fady. He's played on my team for years. He's a producer here in Kansas City, just a really, really dear friend. And we were at dinner after this event, just the two of us talking and kind of brainstorming as we do often. And this name kind of came forth. I was like, that's it, like Legacy, that is it. Because does legacy mean I'm going to leave a Grammy Award as my legacy? Maybe, and that's awesome. But could your legacy and creativity be a wall of paintings that no one else sees except your spouse and your kids, but your kids are going to have those forever? You know, there's so many things that a legacy can mean. And so my heart in doing this is that hearts would be inspired to leave a creative legacy, no matter what. Now, I'll tell you the real reason why I called it legacy. Are you ready for this? Because people are scared, many people are scared by the word stewardship or self-discipline or, you know, all those types of things. So really, legacy is my roundabout way of saying, hey, let us help you in these 3 days, but even beyond that, and I'll talk about that here in a second, some other things are actually rolling out right after the conference to help keep people inspired, to help keep people accountable. That's another like curse word, right? Like accountability and your creativity. It's like, no, I just vibe, man. It's like the Holy Spirit in me. It's like, love that, love that. And we're going to talk a lot about this at the gathering. Still come, I promise. It'll be great. We'll be really, really gentle. But, you know, legacy is like this inviting, like, yes, I want to do this. You know, whereas like stewardship or discipline or accountability and your creativity is just kind of like, oh man, I don't want to go there. I stink at that, you know? Kind of joking, but I'm actually kind of serious. That was pretty much exactly our conversation over dinner was like, well, this is what I want to call it. And so we kind of just like began to tiptoe backwards. But you know, I mean, generally, I'm really, really happy with the name that we came up with. So Legacy is a 3-day event. There'll be times of worship, teaching. We have some amazing craft-specific breakout sessions on topics like design, dance, kind of how to get out of your head into your heart with your creativity. We're going to be talking to sound tech specifically, to worship team musicians. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing time. So it's Thursday night, all day Friday, and then Saturday morning. So if you're considering a last-minute trip to Kansas City, I want to give, again, this is not going to be my social media. This is just for my podcast listeners. The early bird pricing has long been gone for the event that ended a couple, maybe a month and a half ago. But I want to offer to you guys, so right now the price is $249 per person to come to this gathering. Now we're going to be running some different sales online for different people on social media. But for you guys, I want to give you guys a code that will allow you to register for this gathering for $100, and you can get to come to the conference and experience everything that we're going to offer here for $100. So if you're interested, again, this is just for my podcast listeners, go to justinrizzo.com/legacy, and I'll put this in the show notes. You click through there, and when you come to the checkout page, enter the code podcast. No spaces, podcast. That's one word. If you were not aware, enter the word podcast. It'll take $150 off of that $249 price and will give you $99 registration. It's going to be an awesome time. And I'm super excited to do another show, you know, after the event and tell you guys of all the amazing things the Lord did, the lives that were changed and about legacy. Lord willing, 2024. We've already begun some marketing materials for that to have the next one next year. It's going to be amazing. I'm very, very excited. I'll mention this as well. One of my best friends, Matt Gilman, is one of the worship leaders and speakers for the gathering. Another good friend of mine named Jay Thomas. Another friend of mine named Cade Thompson from Franklin, Tennessee. They're all coming, going to be a part of this gathering. But at the Friday night session, right before Sarah Groves, which many of you guys will know who she is, amazing singer-songwriter, amazing creative. She'll be speaking that night, but before she speaks, we're going to be actually recording and filming a live worship album with kind of Justin Rizzo and friends type of thing. So me, Matt, Jay, and Cade will all be on the stage just worshiping. We're just going to press record at 7:00 and invite the Holy Spirit and just see what happens. And hopefully we get something that, you know, we can release, you know, a couple of months later to the world. But it's going to be just a really, really fun time. And then I'll cue you guys in here to something that I probably won't even share on my social media. I'll probably just share it at the gathering. But because you guys are my faithful podcast listeners, I'll share it. On the Saturday morning session, we're going to be announcing a brand new brand from the Legacy brand, kind of a spawn-off. So there's a Legacy conference, right? We're going to be launching something called the Legacy Collective or Legacy Co. And basically what that is I didn't want to just do an event, you know, kind of what I call like the youth camp syndrome, right? Or like you event hop and you just go event to event to event to keep that high, right? The, you know, when you go to kids camp when you're young and it's like 5-6 days long. You're just like, you're so close to the Lord. You meet all these amazing people. And then you go back to your community and it's like, oh man, like I'm a flake or this or that or whatever. All these different things happen. So we're launching Legacy Collective, where basically it will give you several times a month touch points with myself and an entire group of creatives who are seeking to steward their creativity and to be held accountable. See, after, you know, 2.5 days of a gathering, I think I can probably drop the A word, you know, and say accountability on that Saturday morning session before everyone leaves and, you know, travels back home. I'll say, hey, if you want help being accountable to do that Matthew 25 of, you know, the parable of the talents and multiplying what you've been given to leave that creative legacy, sign up for Legacy Collective. And I'll be sharing more about that with you guys, but very, very excited. So definitely appreciate you guys' prayers, you know, kind of in the days leading up to this gathering. Very, very excited for all that the Lord's going to do. And again, use the code podcast. Go to justinrizzo.com/legacy. At the checkout page, enter the code podcast, and you guys can come to the gathering for $100. I would love to see you guys. If you come, just come up and say hello for sure. We'd love to meet as many of you guys as possible. So thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.